This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends. How many of us have them? Mother and daughters. Is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hello, my loves. And welcome. See, Daddy, because, okay, I'm going to get through it one time without him giggling before I can even say anything. You ready?
Go ahead, baby.
Now Robin's going to giggle. Hello, my loves, and welcome to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Yes, that's how I'm going to do it, Daddy, every time.
You should do it just like that every time.
Every single time.
Right. Y'all hear it sound like you're selling ice cream.
Like that. Because someone tweeted, and this is why I do it, okay? Because sometimes if it just gets to one person, it's worth it. Someone tweeted, it makes me feel bubbly every time I hear her say, hello, my loves. Hello, my loves.
Right. That's why I smile and chuckle.
Thank you, Daddy.
Hey.
All right, so we're going to get into it today. Hey, everybody out there, what's going on? We're talking about it. What's the topic today, my love?
Tell them.
What is power? What is power? Because here lately, we've been hearing that word a lot. Power.
Power.
They were powerful. They were so powerful. He was powerful. She was powerful. What is power? What does that mean?
What does it mean to you? What is power? In the day that we're talking about, brother, in the NFL, who they can't take a knee. There's a plot now set up so they can't take a knee because sponsors don't want them to do it. And are the sponsors going to be powerful enough to stop them from doing it? Harvey Weinstein has been imposing his power amongst women for years. There have been men out there who have watched all these impositions go by, but they were considered powerful, but I guess not powerful enough to speak to the powerful about what was going on. What does power mean?
What does power mean, and how far up does the power ladder go? Like, you know, how far up does it go? Because there's a feeling of there's someone more powerful over the powerful.
More powerful over the powerful. They're like, you're powerful. He's one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. She's one. They're the most. And then they come out, I was afraid to say something because I didn't know how it was going to affect my career. But wait a minute. I thought they were one of the most powerful. But we didn't get that memo. You see what I'm saying?
We didn't get it.
We didn't. So what is powerful?
What does that mean? Like, what does that mean to you? And, of course, people are automatically putting money. People are putting money is power. Money is power. Well, here's my question. Does money guarantee longevity? Does money guarantee everlasting?
Again, we're asking people, what is their version of power? Feel free to give us a call, 404-832-2963. What does power mean to you?
Power. And that word is seeming to be so strong right now. Because you're finding out, in my humble opinion, you're really finding out what America was built on. And though right now we want to blanket it with the flag, with the anthem, with injustice, with inequality, but that's what this country was built on.
Well, it was definitely based on people imposing a level of power on the natives that were here, imposing their power on individuals who were not of European descent, and then even imposing the very people that came over on the Mayflower with them. So the dissemination of power being imposed has not been given with discrimination to some degree. It's been given, everyone knows what it is to be taken advantage of to some degree. Someone has imposed their power, whether they look at it as being the government, whether they look at it as their boss, or are you using your power for something that's good? When is considered power? If you blow a goddamn windmill, is that not power? So how is it being used, though? Because the powers that be are taking something like wind, which comes naturally, and as opposed to allowing individuals to be able to utilize a power that we as earthlings should be able to utilize, we're being charged for that power, which is the wind. So how are we charging people for the power? I done took it too far.
I'm like, well,
but it's
shit.
It's the power.
It's the power.
So how are you looking at it?
What is power? We talking about it. Let's go to the lines. This is what's happening with this power.
Okay,
this shit ain't working. What is power? And I think that a lot of times what we're showing right now is who's more powerful and who's powerless. So when you see the Harvey Weinstein situation, and you see Matt Damon and George Clooney doing an interview, and Matt Damon says, "I knew." And then you hear where Quentin Tarantino said, "I knew."
Mm-hmm.
And if those two men knew, do you think they were the only ones that knew? So we're talking about it today, y'all. What is power? Let's go to the lines and see what you feel. Hey, you're on with Monique in Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hi, Monique. This is Renee. I'm calling from New York City. Hi, Sydney. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hey,
wonderful.
Renee.
Listen, I'm confused. Like, are we speaking about power or are we speaking about bullying? Because when we're talking about Jerry Jones and I forgot the other guy's name. What's his name? Weinstein. And when I was in charge of all this stuff that he was doing with females in Hollywood, mm-hmm. It seems like they were bullying these individuals because they had a certain position in Hollywood. I don't really see it as power, but I just see it as more like bullying. And I just feel like power is something where you have a freedom to really express yourself without any restrictions on it. But bullying is more like you pushing somebody in a corner saying you have to do this, and if you don't do this, then this is what's going to happen to you.
That makes sense. I guess some could argue, because power is kind of like the word success. It's many different meanings to many different people, and someone could say that based upon their position, it placed them in a state of power, and they used it to bully others. So it's a usage of, you know, you're using your connections, you're using your cachet to, in some degrees, impose fear, impose hope based upon a quid pro quo. You do something for me, I do something for you. And someone could say that's power. But either or, you shared power as being freedom, and that's what we were asking. What does power mean to you? Because it's really no wrong answer. What does it mean to you? And you said freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of power in freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate
your
call.
To be able to express yourself and be able to call up on this show and tell you guys how a remarkable job you guys are doing.
We appreciate
you. Thank you, baby.
We appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Renee. You know, that is so beautiful. the power of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're seeing right now, because I can really see how she tied that into bullying. Because as we're seeing right now, as you're watching this whole thing unfold mm-hmm. with the Harvey Weinstein, and you're seeing some of these actresses, they're mega superstars. And you're seeing some of the guys that's coming out are mega superstars. And you're seeing that thing called power has so much fear behind it
mm-hmm.
that I'll walk around knowing that someone's been hurt, harmed, whatever that is, but for the fear of whatever power you have over me, I'll be quiet. To me, that's, you're enslaving yourself. We're talking about it, y'all. What is power? 404-832-2963. Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Joshua, and I'm from Pittsburgh, calling from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Joshua.
I feel like power is simply the ability to control. Like, I feel like that is power, whether we're talking about influencing, you know, someone by just saying what you feel that they should do, that is a power, or physically just making them do something that you want them to do, that is a power, even if you want to go into the elements, because Sydney brought up wind earlier. And wind, you know, if it gets to a certain speed, it can move objects. So I would say being able to control is power.
There it is.
We appreciate you, baby.
Thank you. Bye.
And it's interesting to get people's take on what is power.
Absolutely.
Because you understand how maybe they receive things and understand things.
And you understand that the use of power is actually not clear. It is subjective, because someone would say George Clooney is powerful, but then someone else would say, well, obviously not powerful enough that he felt comfortable to speak up for something that he saw as being wrong. But then again, some say, you know, he said, well, I didn't know all of this was going on. So it's hard to say, but in the climate that we're in right now, the word power, kind of like when they take a mallet and hit your leg, most people, unlike yourself, their knee goes forward and kicks.
No, mine doesn't.
Okay.
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 Don't do that.
Why are you acting like it don't?
Daddy.
Okay. So, all right. So just as a reflex, that's something that happens with folks. But a lot of times that, you know, when you're watching these guys, as a reflex, when they're in a position to take advantage of people, they do it. Because they're looking at it like, well, I'm giving you something if you give me something. And then the part that we're not talking about with the power is with those individuals who they don't keep doing it because everybody says no. Somebody says yes. But after you receive that yes, do you go back and speak about the power that they imposed upon you if you benefited from what it is that they did for you? Does that make sense?
Yes. We're talking about it, y'all. What is power? 404-832-2963. You know, someone asked me when we were doing press last weekend when we were in Orlando, right? And the baby said to me, Monique, did Harvey Weinstein try to do anything with you? And I said, do I look like Harvey Weinstein?
Would do something to me.
You know, I don't make fun of the situation at all, and you don't make light of it because you understand the position that people sit in with a secret. And you understand, again, when you hear people and they say, how could they become an alcoholic, or how could they become a junkie, or how could they have all of this money and they have all of this fame and everyone adores them, because I can't, there are some cases where I know that you violated me. I know you have, but I have to thank you at the award show. I have to welcome you into my home. And I know you've done something to me, but I can't say anything or do anything because if I do, then you may say that I'm difficult. Mm-hmm. And just your words alone could shut down my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not strong enough to take that blow, so I'll be silenced. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people have gone away from here just like that?
And there are a lot of individuals, some who are considered big wigs, who we've heard tell us that they're not privileged to certain conversations that are had. And when you hear that and you would look at these individuals as, well, I thought you were the creme de la creme. I thought you, how would you not be able to? And when you see the likes of that and you know what your stature is supposed to be, especially in comparison to them, the average person that doesn't have a voice, then what do they do? And the word powers is seemingly that starting to have a negative connotation in the climate that we're in, even though power in it of itself is not negative.
Right.
You know, it's just what it is. But it just seems like something that the definition of power seems to be of late things that people tend to abuse. That's what power seems to feel like.
But don't those people know the ass whooping is coming? You know, that's the one thing that I don't know. That's why when I say when we see things like Unsung and you see these, you read these stories and you see these, you see history that continues to repeat itself. Mm-hmm. And you say, do you think for some reason it's going to skip you? Mm-hmm. Like, if you know you fucked over people, fucked around people, fucked people up, do you think for some reason it's going to skip you? And though with Harvey Weinstein, it went for 30 years. It went for 30 years. But as y'all can see, it still got there. Though it took 30 years, it still got there. So for the ones that abuse that thing called power, we keep reading the stories. Like, we keep seeing what happened to the powerful that abused what they thought was power. We're talking about it. What is power? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Sapphire. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, Sapphire.
Hey, how you doing? First off, I mean, I know that y'all are talking about power. I'm not exactly sure what all goes into it, but I love what y'all have and I love what y'all have going on. What exactly is the topic? I watch y'all thing every day. I happen to be off today, so I caught it in the afternoon.
Basically, what does power mean to you?
What does power mean to me?
Yep.
It solidifies who you are as a person. Not exactly success, but more so just who you are as a person. If you can maintain the power that God, the Creator, gives you and go into life every day with that, then I think waking up in your right mind is powerful. So me watching and paying attention to those that have walked before me is powerful. So I think that that's kind of like what it means to me.
Fantastic.
Thank you, my baby.
All right. Yes, ma'am, Miss Monique. All right, y'all be careful.
Thank you, sis. What is power?
And that's beautiful because oftentimes we take power to an extreme of imposing, you know, oneself over others, or you've got to be rich and you skyscrapers and how y'all, you know, and balancing the, you know, the money and all of this, but just to be free, you know, to do the things that our last caller was just speaking in reference to, that is empowering. It is why sometimes when you see people that live in places that they, you know, the surroundings and situations are far from the best, but you still see them enjoying their life as if everything is fine, and then they will tell you that's because everything is fine. Mm. And that within itself is power. So what is power?
What is power? We are talking about it, baby. What is power to you? You know, When I think about power, for me, just for me, to have taken the power to really consciously save my life. And I had to realize I couldn't put it in anybody else's hands. I couldn't put it in a spokesperson's hands. I couldn't put it in a meal that would be delivered to me in a box. I couldn't put it in something that was going to be shot in my ass from a needle. And this is just for me. I couldn't put it in anybody else's hands but my own. And that was so empowering for me, though it's taken me some years, but I still had to do it for me. And in understanding, I could never, ever judge a junkie. Because, you know, you see the sisters outside sometime, Lexington Market in Baltimore with flip-flops and a scarf on, and you're like, oh, look at this sister. But I had to understand I was that sister.
Just in another way.
Just in another way. But when you take the power over yourself, for me, that's the most powerful thing you can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think for me, power came, and someone said it earlier, having a level of self-control. Where oftentimes for people, you see the power trip comes from them controlling others, whereas you can still have a power trip and be in control of yourself, and that's the right thing to do, because in you controlling yourself, sometimes you find yourself in a position where you're controlling the situation. But at the very least, your situation, you're controlling. You decided, I'm not going to flare up. I'm going to just say, I'm going to walk away. That may have diverted Robin from swinging, Tommy, you know, y'all on the road guffing. But if these are the things that your decision making and being in control of yourself and what you do, that's empowering. As opposed to, how can I have 10 people think exactly like I do if they don't want to think like I think? Especially if what I'm thinking is just designed to benefit me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Open Relationship with Monique and Sydney Hicks.
We're talking about it, y'all. What is power? And then think about this too, my babies. Are you that person that gives people the power over you? Do you give away your power? Do you buy into it just because? And here lately, there's a new saying, and it's, who got the bag, or I got the bag? Ain't that it? Who got the bag, or I got the bag? Which means what? Like, who got the money now? And especially it feels like in our community, whoever got the bag got the answers. Whoever got the bag got the power. And we don't take the time out to look at who's holding the bag. We just automatically assume because you got the bag, you got the power, and whatever you say is what it is. And we give it away. And sometimes we give it away just in being quiet. Just in being quiet. Just not in saying anything. Like right now with our brother, with Cap, some of us are giving it away just without saying anything.
Without saying anything. Or in the industry. I mean, you have a woman of color in yourself having a conversation in reference to the disparities that take place. But there are many who will try to ignore that. And ironically, there have been some Caucasian women who have come out lately who have spoken reference to a Caucasian man, a gentleman that happens to be Caucasian. And there's a level of now others should come out and speak out, meaning they're now bringing men into the fold to speak out. I think that's a brilliant idea, but it also would be a noble idea to have that same type of conversation when it comes to black and white actresses speaking out for one another, where you have the white actress speaking out because if you have a problem for what it is that you make as a white actress and your black female counterparts make less, the same way you want men to speak out who have been taken advantage of and are cognizant of it, you should do the same. Just like there should be no black and white pride, it should just be pride. That's gay pride, because you're connected by the fact that of your sexuality, that this is not supposed to be, this is an alternative lifestyle, as opposed to the reality is it's just a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle like everybody else. So these are the things that, in my humble opinion, we should be shooting for in terms of power.
What is power? What does it mean to you? You know, power for me too, Daddy, is also the freedom to cuss.
Get it.
Do you know how much power, you know how empowering that is? To goddamn cuss. Because sometimes, baby, people be wanting to cuss so bad. People be wanting to say some shit, but they done caught into us. It's a sin. But they be wanting to say it. They be stressed out. The power to say what the fuck you want to say.
The power to say what you need to say. See, you said the power to say what the fuck you want to say, and I say the power to say what you need to say.
Yeah.
Neither one of them is wrong. Neither one, it's just an emphasis on the fuck you want to say and what you want to say. But you got the power to say it.
You got the power to say it. And I think that that's what's happening right now, just to a society, we're seeing people being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching a society, and I don't know if cowards is the right word, because that may be, I don't want to be judging. But we're watching a society of people that's saying, I got mine, you got yours to get, let the chips fall where they may, fuck it, I'm not getting involved.
Really, what they're also saying is, I'm going to use my power to present myself to be a certain way that in private that I will hang that coat up and I will be my real self. And I'm going to do a lot to make it seem like I'm a certain way. But in terms of really being that way, you know, that's not what it is. And when you hear about, what was it, Terry Crews, he said that he was groped.
Yes.
He was groped, but he was fearful of what the repercussions would be had he laid that man out being he was what he was. But people don't understand. That right there says a lot. Because when you do have a man that is the size of Terry Crews, and you do have a woman that's the size of Monique, or you do have a who chose not to say anything at that moment, but then you have someone that chooses to, it doesn't matter about, what do they say? It doesn't matter about the size of the dog in the fight. What matters is the size of the fight and the dog.
Come on.
And when we feel empowered enough that we're not worried about the fact that somebody might slap us down a peg, what we're worried about, was that true or not?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true or is it not? And when we start worrying about is it true or is it not, then see what type of power everyone has. Because that's the scary part for a lot of people. I'm afraid for you to have power and I have power. Because I want to be in a situation where if I feel like it or some shit jump up, I can take advantage of you.
Right. And why would you?
Because I got to believe that my man over North Korea is like, what are they talking about? They don't want me to have a bomb. What the fuck?
I'm not fucking with you.
They got bomb.
Come on.
I got bomb.
Come on.
Fuck that. You hear what he say to me, Trump? Oh, no, no. It's like, I know he be over there like a fucking tripping. But somebody trying to sell that man on, we should have them,
mm-hmm.
but you shouldn't. Well, if we pay close attention and we're honest, we say, well, we know about that. We should have the rights to do it, but you shouldn't have the right to do it. Why not? Because we said so. But we'll sit there and celebrate about we're the best in the world. What we are is not separated by land masses.
Mm.
We're not separated by land mass. What we are people who live on, we're earthlings.
What? What is power? And see, when you say we're earthlings, that's all I'm going to say for all this racism shit. Let a purple bitch drop down.
Let.
With six titties and four goddamn eyes, one over top of the other. Let a purple bitch drop down right in the midst of a rally. What they going to do?
They would say, you know what? We'll take the black people.
Well,
the white, the nationalists be like, you know what? On second hand, the black people ain't so bad after all.
What
y'all
is
can
it?
Go on back now. Y'all can fly on back now. Purple with six titties.
What is power?
What is it?
What is power to you? And do you feel powerful? Do you feel powerful? I know I do, Daddy.
As you should.
I really do. For a long time, I didn't. But I do now. It's like, I don't know. And I take a pole class now, right?
I know.
I turn to you like you ain't know about it, right?
No, that's right.
Right. I take this pole class. And the sister, the instructor, her name is Joe. The place is Vertical Joe's. And she's absolutely amazing. But when I first took that class, and you know, you have to put on the entertainer's outfit. I'll say that, because I don't want to say the stripper outfit, because I think it's such a beautiful art that, and when people give it the title stripper, it has such a negative tone to it sometimes, which I don't think it should.
It shouldn't.
But when you put on the outfit. The power came in when you allow yourself to let go and be free enough to move your body as if no one is in that space with you. And the other day, the other day we had to do it, and we had to come around the pole the other way. And I felt so powerless because I could not get my fat ass leg around that goddamn pole.
Mm-hmm.
To come up on the other side. And it really fucked with me because I realized in that moment I was so in my head that I couldn't let myself go to get into that position. So I gave away my power in that moment to nobody but me. Gave it away because I gave up. I'm like, fuck it, that's not a move for me.
Okay. Well, sometimes a stripper must know her limitations too.
Talk to it.
Don't get it. Don't get it twisted now.
Talk to it.
Okay, or take her offer. That's why they don't call. That's why they call them strippers. Because take her offer, it just don't sound right.
Well, Daddy, what's a take her offer?
That's what they do with their clothes. They take them off them. Okay, that's it. So strippers makes the most sense.
What is power?
What?
What is power for you, Paulette? What is power? What is power to you? Because I keep her eyes keep peeking up, and then they peek over.
But power, was it mean to me?
Yes.
It's an energy, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll explain it as it pertains to me. I can do whatever I want to do, whatever I want to do, and be confident in whatever it is that I want to do. Even if I fail at it, I'm confident in my failure. I just know not to travel that road that way again. But it's a confidence, a security for me. And I'm so good at being me that I can't even comment on somebody else or concern myself with what somebody else is not to me, because they may feel powerful in themselves and, you know, stand their own ground and that bend and not break sort of thing. But power for me is just being confident in me, and even in my failures and mishaps and things where I mess up, I just put my shoulders back and say, fuck it, I'm going to go in and do it.
And David?
Come on, what is power to you, Tommy T? Let's hear on it.
Okay. I was like, I'm about to rap.
Get that.
Oh. You know what? Power to me is my growth. I've seen my growth when it comes to trusting my intuition, because I used to doubt it a lot because I looked so much outside of myself, because that's pretty much how I was taught to become a woman. I looked more outside of myself to be this woman than to trust my own intuition, my own thoughts, my own visions. I'm now learning how to trust it and understand that you know what you know, and you see what you see, and you trust it and you go with it, and you're capable of seeing it through without any validation. Because I used to need a lot of validations before I can trust it. So for me, the power is to be able to see the growth and know that I trust my intuition and trust my growth and trust my vision now.
That's right.
We're talking about it, babies. What is power? What does it mean to you? How do you feel about it? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hey, Monique and Sid, it's Gene.
Hey,
Gene. How y'all doing?
Hey, baby.
So I just wanted to make a quick comment and see what you all's commentary was on this when we're talking about power. In 2017, and it's probably been going on for a while since, as you know, as we continue and the internet gets more popular, it seems like social media gives people a real big ego boost, a boost of power and confidence that they've never had. I just noticed that a lot of people are using, you know, social media to defame people, to practice libel, to do all types of things. And, you know, it's just one of those misused and abused powers right now. So I just wanted to see what you all's opinion was and, you know, talk a little bit about the misuse and abuse of power via social media and what we do, how we relate to each other over the internet and in the digital universe, because people really misuse that power. And I just see a lot of that going on, crazy stuff going on with that.
Well, you know, I think for me, when I think about that, Gene, and that's funny that you say that, because I was just thinking about some of the shows that come on where the people are coming on the internet and pretending to be somebody, and, you know, they don't meet them for years, and they're falling in love, and they're sending money, and they're in these relationships. But I'm saying, is anybody taking the time out to see the mental illness that's going on and the unhappiness that's going on? So with this machine right here called the internet, you know, I think that so many of us are hurting in so many ways. This became an outlet to find love and happiness, though it may be a fantasy. It's a feeling of I'm willing to deal with the fantasy, even though I know that when I sign off, it's not what it is. I'm willing to accept it if just for the moment. So, yeah, though I think it has its ups and it has its downs, it really does. But I think for our babies that are going through it, and you're saying they're being deceptive and they're defaming people and going through all of these things, those people have to sign off.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? I can go on there and say, listen here, I'm a 6'3" bitch, head down my ass. I'm from Brazil. But when I turn it off, oh, baby, and I look in the mirror, that's not what I see. But the moment I turn it on, it makes me feel good, if only for that time. So though we're watching it happen, my heart just goes out to the babies that's got to deal with it, because you can't hide from you.
And sometimes when things get to be addictive to you, where this is your only outlet, a virtual world, when you listen to that first word, virtual, at some point, you might want to step into the real world. And when those individuals who do those things are oftentimes found out and they step into the real world, they run into real problems, not virtual ones. You know, so I think that the advice would be for folks just to play nice and be respectful and have some forethought about the way in which you speak about people, because are you comfortable having the same conversation in front of these individuals that you would have when they're not there? Thank you for calling in, brother.
We love you,
y'all.
Baby.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed
you
one.
You too.
You know, and getting off the subject, but staying on the subject, the one thing I do enjoy about this little thing right here, this social media, because a lot of people ask me how I feel about the comedians on social media. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, it seems like they're cheating. They just get to go on social media. Listen, funny is funny. And the funny ones will survive. And the ones that are not won't. But I don't restrict anybody's funny.
I think what it is people want you to go down a hard road. Because there's this thing that if you just go down a hard road, then that is going to make you worthy of it. And to some degree, there's truth in that. But don't knock somebody's opportunity or value because the doors were open for them. Because for some reason, the universe put them in a position to have an opportunity or maybe to forego some difficulties that you may not have been able to forego, but you don't want nobody at the front door sniping at you when you get the opportunity to forego some challenges that someone else did. And with our power, if we can find a way to be happy for people when they win, mm-hmm. because it's a reflection of you. We sometimes see people win and use our power to be jealous because they won because we need $25 right now.
Come on.
We need $25. So I'm going to take this five and I'm going to go here and box 201. And then, you know, that's what it is. But we can't be happy for the next person. So when we use our power to say, because again, as we discussed before, it'll be people that you've just met for the first time that say, hey, Monique, I'm interested in doing comedy. Well, what do? You say, all right, I give you 5 minutes. Because what you're doing is saying you might be the next great comic. And what I won't do is be the person that didn't give you an opportunity on my watch to give you a shot. Because you might not be the next great comic. And you might need to find that out tonight.
Come on. What is power? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Sean from D.C.
Hey, Sean from D.C. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Wonderful. Talk to us.
I'm listening. You know, I never really have thought about what I think power is, so this is an interesting conversation for me. But as I think about it, I think power is actually like the ability to change perception, whether it be your own perception about what's going on, who you are, what's happening in the world, or whether it be others' perception of who you are, who they are, and what's going on in the world. And you can change perception in a lot of different ways, you know, through actions, through your energy, you know what I'm saying, through your legacy, the things you've done in the past and what people know about that. So, I mean, for me, I think that's what power is. And, you know, once you have that ability to change perception, you know, then, you know, pretty much what you want to do is limitless.
Hey, I love it.
That makes sense.
I love it. Thank you, baby.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all.
Come on now.
I mean, that's the news. That's the news. That's the reports. That's what Gene was just talking about a minute ago with social media. Somebody can say that somebody has passed away and they're in Malibu Beach right now over there at the taco bar enjoying themselves. And they be like, yo, I heard you.
Gone.
I heard you. What? Who told you that? Because somebody just felt like waking up and saying that. But then you have to ask yourself, who would do that? Who would do that?
That just sounds so kind. Who would do that?
Who would do that? And then there's a level of anger that you can't have for somebody who would do that because you're like, something is wrong and there's an emptiness going on in your life. Mm. And right now we need to send in. Send in your contributions. Just 22 cents a day can help this motherfucker get his shit together. No, I mean, you'd be like, what's wrong?
What is power?
What is it?
What is power? You know what, Daddy? This just came to my spirit, and I don't even know why.
Kick it.
So y'all know that OJ got released, right? And they were showing pictures of him out, mm-hmm. having a good time. And what I could appreciate was that man said, y'all will not take my life. Like, you won't stop me from living.
You won't.
Y'all can take pictures. Y'all can put me on Instagram.
Everything.
All of that shit. I'm going to have a cocktail in my hand. It might just be ginger ale, because that might be some of the restrictions. But I'm going to keep living. What, will you give your power away based on people's perception of who they think you are or should
based
be?
Based upon who they think you are or should be.
Come on, we're talking about it. Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hi, Monique. My name is Alexis Robles, and I'm calling from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you talking about power.
Yes.
Right. I was on Periscope, and I saw that. Now, I have to say, power could be abused, but power could also be used for good. All right? Power, I have to say, listen, if you could listen for a second. I lost my mother 3 years ago today, on this day. And I've been in recovery. All right? I was using drugs for a while. And I overcame that. I bounced back. I was able to use the power to bounce back and achieve everything I needed to achieve. And I used the power of the Lord, because I am religious. I do believe in the Lord, and I do believe that He is good. He squeezes, but He does not suffocate. And I love Him, and I have the power to be able to be with my family and use my family as a part of my recovery so I can be the man that I can be. And I just want to say to everybody out there that you can also do the same thing. You too have the power to do it. Anybody in this world can have the power to achieve everything they need to do in life to be able to leave a legacy and have everything they want. You just got to work on it.
There it is. We appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, baby.
And stay strong.
Hey, thank you very much. And Monique, honestly, my mother loved you so much. She loved all your movies. And, honestly, I loved them too. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you talking to me and having this time to be able to express myself. God bless you all.
Thank you,
baby.
Take care now.
All right. You guys be safe. God bless.
This is why I say it again, Monique and Sydney's open relationship is necessary. It's why it's necessary, because when you hear our brothers and sisters saying, thanks for just letting me express myself, because oftentimes we're not even giving the power to express ourselves. We give it away, and we say nothing. So just when people say, thanks for just letting me express myself, I think that's why we really do the show. Because it allowed me for years to just express myself, even when it didn't make sense, even when it was crazy as shit, even when it was like, I know this is going to sound fucked up, but I got to say it out loud. That's what this show is. It allows people to express themselves with absolutely no judgment. Sometimes you just got to say the shit.
Sometimes you just have to say it without all of the hoity-toity stuff that goes around it, worried about being judged, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not supposed to say it. Well, you don't give away your power. You're supposed to say what you're supposed to say. But if you keep restricting yourself because you don't think that somebody wants you to say it, then you're giving away your what?
Your power.
You're giving away your power. And you're going to need that for good.
There was a song that goes, fire.
Don't.
Oh, fire.
Don't.
Now, what if we remake that song? Right? Okay. You ready? Power.
That's what you're going to give
Daddy, but you don't stop in the midst of it.
My bad.
You go with it.
I just felt.
Okay. But you don't. I mean.
I apologize.
Right.
My bad.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You ready?
No. Because I would be giving you away my power right now if I was to go ahead and do that song and remake Fire and mess it up.
Oh, my babies. What is power? And I think because everything that's going on right now, and we're getting stuck on, people are powerful, And you're not realizing just how powerful you are. Like, just how powerful you are. And oftentimes we'll look to somebody else to validate, like you were saying, our power, our abilities, or whatever it is, not even understanding. If you go inside, you got it.
And with all of the inequalities, injustices that we experience today, what do you think that our predecessors, our forefathers, now I'm not talking about Abraham Lincoln, I'm talking about like Kunta Kinte, what do you think they would say if it was like it is for us now for them?
Mm.
Do you think that they would find a way to make things work?
Yes.
You know? So it's one of those things where as long as there are inequalities, we should keep moving ahead, but we can't let the inequalities be an excuse why we don't get ahead. What is the reason why we don't get ahead is when we're experiencing the inequalities and we're afraid to speak up because we think that someone is more powerful than us. And at that time, they may be. But what you have witnessed and what we are witnessing right now, just using Harvey Weinstein, and that is, he was very powerful, but one person spoke up, someone else heard that person, and then they spoke about that conversation. And it got to a point where the level of support that kept all of his secrets quiet was overthrown by the level of people who started speaking up.
Mm.
But it all started with one conversation. So as they say, you can walk a million miles, but it all starts with the first step. And sometimes we have to take the first step and stand up for people. Get Kaepernick a job, okay now?
Please.
That's how we're going to do it. Get him a job, okay?
That's some bullshit.
Come on. You know, when we start seeing...
Made me rev back in my seat.
Rev back.
Shit.
When you keep hearing in reference to, we don't hear the subliminal divisiveness when we hear all of these African American men are kneeling and they're not standing up for the flag. They don't care about the veterans who fought for this country. Now, what nobody's realizing is subliminally, by this being black men, you are thinking that these are white veterans that have fought for this country, forgetting about all of the African-American veterans that have fought for this country. So when you have African-Americans who have fought for this country at a time where America didn't even consider them a human being in this country, and to some degree there are some people that still don't think that, you have to say to yourself, did those individuals not earn the right to kneel for the flag? I think they did. Their forefathers paid for that for them. They paid it forward. So the things that we're discussing in reference to what they can't do, we worried about that over a cloth. Do we give our power away because the sponsors will want different? Do we give our power? Or do we say to the sponsors, think about what's really being said? Because if the sponsors change their mind, just like the world changed their mind and spoke up against Harvey Weinstein, and now you're seeing what's transpiring, their minds can change too. Unless the people that are considered the most powerful change their mind, things are going to stay the same. But the people who are considered the most powerful oftentimes change their mind based upon the individuals who you don't even know who these people are. Their wife said to them, honey, that's wrong. Their children say, I don't want to have a conversation with you. Their friends pull them up, Hal, listen, we've been friends for a long time, buddy, but this whole...
Talk to it.
But that's what we need to be.
Yes. See, when we speak about what is power, and when you begin to understand that when it comes to this whole NFL situation, it was about power. It was about a group of white men saying, listen, we're more powerful and we're going to show you our power. Okay, well, that didn't work. Well, now we got to combine with more groups. We got to get more y'all to come in here and we got to show them our power. And what happens is right now, I think it is becoming a clash of who's going to be more powerful. Because when they say, well, it's affecting the sponsors. Well, if the players say, listen, we're going to keep taking a knee. And like you said, once the sponsors say, we're behind it.
We're behind it. Then watch what happens. Things can change.
Come on, let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hey, Monique, how you doing? I'm calling from Texas. This is Ted Cormier.
Hey, baby. Talk to
hey.
Us.
Hey, how you doing? I think I love the topic, man, talking about power. We all have it, but I don't know if you've seen my comments. I think a lot of our problem, sweetheart, is that we don't believe in ourselves, man. I run across so many people that I talk to, and they just... they have this thing of doubt inside of them that they can't do it. And I'm not going to tell no lies. I suffer from it too. Because it could be something I could be doing and it'll be something popping in your head. Nah, you might not be. Nah, I don't think you can. And that's what stops a lot of us. But the power is there. And if we would just believe, you know, everybody, yeah, I believe in God and I believe in... and that's great. But God wants you to also believe in yourself. If you don't...
Did we lose your brother? We trying to hang in there with you. We trying to hang in there with you. We know you dodging that traffic. Go ahead.
Yeah, but like I said, the power is in us, man. It's just a lot of us, we don't believe in ourselves. Like you were saying, you know, we doubt everything. You can't doubt it, man. Go ahead and don't let nobody else take your power. You have to believe in yourself.
My man.
We appreciate you, baby, and be careful out there, brother.
Hey, thank you so much, and I'm actually rolling. I appreciate y'all, and I love y'all show, man. Keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you now.
Thank you, baby. Go ahead, Daddy.
He's right. It's just, and he was honest enough to speak about the doubt that you have and sometimes can have. And when you say it out loud, what it does is let people know that it is not abnormal for you to have doubt. It is a human aspect of what we're made of. It is the empowering part comes about when you have doubt and you overcome that doubt by continuing to walk forward. And Robin said earlier, not being afraid of your mistakes. Public humiliation is, I think, like 99% of people's greatest fear. But when you say to yourself that, who am I not to be laughed at? What happens if they do laugh at me? Was it worthy of them laughing? Because if it was worthy, then I should be laughing too. And number two, if it wasn't, then even more reason for me not to be mad because they chose to. God didn't find a human, but okay, that's fine. So it is normal to have doubt. What sometimes is abnormal is to be able to overcome that doubt. So as opposed to us being normal sometimes, maybe we should shoot for being abnormal so we can be abnormal in the way in which we address people and we're polite because it is normal to be impolite. Maybe we should be abnormal when we see something that's not right. And as opposed to normally not saying anything, we become abnormal and speaking up. So maybe we start looking at things abnormally and stop saying, God bless America. And you speak to that higher being loving the world and stop making it about ourselves and making it about everyone. See what type of power we have. Whatever it is, it'll be the type of power that everybody can utilize freely as opposed to only a few have access to it.
You know, I have to learn how to not judge a book by its cover and to not give up my power just thinking I know what something is before I know what something is. And this past weekend, in the green room at the comedy club, was a letter and some flowers. And when I opened up the letter says, "Hi, Monique, this is from your gay dishwasher. And he goes on to say, you know, just really appreciate the work or whatever. Just a beautiful letter. And he signs it, much love and respect, your gay dishwasher, Charlie, right? So after the first show, I said, you know what? I got to meet this baby. Now, I'm assuming when they bring Charlie back to this green room, Charlie's going to be a cute little black gay boy that is absolutely fabulous. And he's going to walk in the room and say, hey, Miss Monique.
Hey.
Well, in walked that green room was a young white man with a beard that looked like he could be a singer from the ZZ Tops, who looked like that if we saw each other in the streets, I would automatically assume that he was a racist. I would automatically assume just from the
you
way.
You would or you could?
I could. Let me thank you, Daddy. I could, just from the appearance. And when that baby walked into that room, my mouth dropped open. Mm-hmm. And there was a slap on my hand to say, bitch, don't you ever think that you already know what something is before you even know it. And it was just so beautiful in the moment because he almost looked at me like, I know you didn't expect me to walk through that door. Like, I know you didn't. But it was, don't give your power away to something that you think what it's going to be before you know what it really is.
Before you know what it really is. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Daddy.
I think that's our time.
Come on now. What is power? Think about that, my loves. Think about that. For you, what does that mean for you? And how do you deal with it? I'm so glad we had this time together.
Me too.
Okay, so you're going to stop it right
I'm
there.
I'm going to stop it right there.
I appreciate you, my sweetness.
I appreciate you back.
We want to thank y'all, babies. We want to thank y'all because y'all could have been doing anything else. But you chose to give us your heart, your mind, and your ears. And tell a friend. And tell another friend.
Please.
And where should they go to listen to us, Daddy?
Tell them.
Play.it and click on Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. And like my daddy always says, the mind is like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open.
We love y'all.
For free.
Mwah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.